So if we find our doing whatever job is there as difficult, for example, if someone finds coding difficult, does that mean that one is running away from responsibility, is wanting to take the easy way out? Or is it actually our nature? Yeah, generally speaking, if we start searching for our nature, the mind will say, whatever you are doing is not your nature. Because any activity that we try to do, if we go deep into it, it requires effort. It requires serious thought. Like writing articles, writing a report of, I think it was William Wordsworth or some author. He said, I spend my morning very productively doing. In my poem, after breakfast, I put a comma. And just before lunch, I deleted the comma. So 3 hours, he was just thinking whether that comma should be there or not. And he said, I spend my time productively. So that's considered 3 hours deliberating whether a comma should be there or not. It's considered a productive usage of time. So the point I'm making is that anything, if you go in deeply, it requires hard work. It requires a lot of hard work. So there are authors who have written. He wrote a novel in 6 months, and he took 3 years to write the conclusion of the novel. And he wrote and rewrote the conclusion 300 times till he got getting the words right. I got the words right. So the point is that any field which we take up is going to be difficult. So if we simply rely on our feelings alone to decide whether something is my nature or not, then we will always be like a rolling stone. Never be able to go deep in anything. So we need to observe the consistency of our feelings. Generally speaking, whatever we are going to do, we should know that there is going to be difficulty. Anything. Even if we are going to do something according to our nature, and even if we find it stimulating, it is not that we will always find it stimulating. I like writing, and I love it. But there are times when I also get a writer's block. I feel fed up. It happens with everyone. Anything we are. So, what we need to do is observe consistently. So, if we are doing a particular activity and we find it difficult, so that difficulty can be because of multiple reasons. Just that we don't have the competence for it. In terms of, there are certain skills required. So, for example, if I am to write and I don't know basic grammar, then I am struggling. Oh, should I write like this? Should I write like this? Better spend some time, learn the grammar, and then come back and write. So, there are certain things which have skills which can be developed. And putting a certain amount of time to develop the skills can improve our productivity or not. In other cases, it may be that there are certain skills which are just not developed. We just, it is not digest. Just can't digest, you can't just learn it. So if that is what's happening, and it's happening consistently, that means, first of all, as I said, it's the same feeling of discomfort or burden that is consistently there. And secondly, even if we try to learn some skills to counter that, we are not very easily able to learn it. So then we could say that maybe this is not my nature. But in general, if we are looking for something which is according to our nature, we also have to be cautious, because the grass will always be greener on every side except the present side.
Probably I would like to add one more point to the answer of this. What you said is perfect. Just one more point, that even the education system in which we have come up has not allowed us to explore ourselves and understand ourselves fully. And therefore, the very first job which we want to take would be a premature understanding for us to be able to understand our nature. And only when we have spent sufficient time, as you said, consistent and observation, in our 30s or 35, then only actually we start understanding who we are, what we are good at, what we can actually do. Is that also right?
Oh, very good point.
So a fresher should not think like that at all. What if he has done a B.Tech engineering or whatever it is, then whatever the flow, he has to I mean, you have to make the best of the best bargain. Since you did not start your education system according to the way it was supposed to be, the Vedic style, wherein the full personality the child knows, now you have to flow with the thing. And once you have settled down, 5, 6 years, 10 years you have spent, now you can see what is your calling and things like that.
Exactly. We cannot go against the system entirely. So, it's unlikely that we are going to get a sudden stroke of enlightenment. Oh, now I know my teacher. Yesterday I was ignorant and today I have realized my teacher. It's not likely to happen like that. So, unless we are, again, given our nature also, we should feel consistently attracted to something. And we are consistently good at something. So, it will take some time for us to discover that. And it's better that if you have a particular education, go along with that job. And if you feel that something is not our nature, we don't have to become totally consumed in the job, thinking that I have to rise in the career in this particular job only. Can do it at a basic satisfactory level and explore other things. We shouldn't give it up thinking that I'll find my nature afterwards in some other field. And also, there are also degrees of incompatibility. That means it's because we are including the various factors. There may not be any one thing which is fully our nature. So, there can be some jobs which are more compatible and some jobs which are more incompatible. Or it could even be within a particular job, certain things may be more according to our nature. So, say for example, if you are working in software, some people are very good at coding and they like to do the technical part. Some people are not all that great at coding. And their strength is more in team building and delegating and social skills.
Project management.
So, then one may focus on developing social skills and moving on with that. So, that means even within a particular job, we can oscillate toward gravity, not oscillate. Oscillate is like moving here and there. Gravity is more natural. Move towards somewhere. We can gravitate towards that which is we are more comfortable. So rather than just assuming that this is incompatible for me, try to find that within this, what is compatible for me? What is really compatible? And it's very unlikely that you will get a fully compatible job according to our swabhava in today's world. But we can try to find out what is more as compatible as possible and move onwards. So, no sudden changes. Another point in this conference, like Terebo said, 35-40 has become a little closer. Our middle way we start observing. To understand our nature also requires some amount of satyagun. And if we practice bhakti steadily, that also brings us to satyagun. Then we can observe our nature. Otherwise, in rajoguna, there is infatuation with what we want and there is frustration with what we don't have. And these two emotions, raga and dvesha, infatuation and frustration, they just paralyze us. They just blind us mentally and we can't perceive much behind our immediate likes and dislikes. We don't really perceive our deeper nature. So it's good to avoid oscillating or rapid changes and try to come to the more goodness and then we can observe our nature and act accordingly.
One more small thing. In that